Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And being not weak in faith, he what? Considered not. Oh, do you see that phrase? Man, I'm excited in my spirit because, folk, this is dropping in spirits this morning. So read that phrase out loud. Being not weak in faith, he considered not. Let's say it out loud. Being not weak in faith, he considered not. How do you keep from being weak in faith? Something you don't do. You don't consider the wrong thing. You don't consider any other thing from what he told you. Why? Because if you do, then you're making yourself subject to temptation to believe something else. What if Adam and Eve had not considered the tree they weren't supposed to eat from? But if every time the thought come across their mind, well, just go out there and look at it. They said, no, we are not even considering that. Well, let's talk about it. It's pretty. It makes you No, we are not. It is not open to discussion. We refuse to consider it. Can you see that is the safe place? If you refuse to consider, you stay safe. You stay where the enemy can't mess with you. He considered not what? So I said, well, Brother Keith, the symptoms are just so, distracting. I can't ignore them. Friend, his body was with him every day. And every day, he's 99 years old and older. Is that right? And every day it's talking to him or trying to and telling him what would his 99-year-old body and Sarah's 90-year-old body that was barren when it was 20, what are they telling them? Ain't no way. Right? Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no physical way. Ain't no biological way. Ain't no natural way. Ain't no way. No way. No way. Could he have considered it? Could he have said, now what am I trying to believe here? I mean, biologically, your body changes. Sarah's already gone through the change of life. And what if he'd sat around and thought about that half the day? And looked at that. And thought, yeah, I've never heard of anybody that was 99 and she was 90 that had a child. I mean, that's never happened. Why would I think it's going to happen for me? What did the Bible say he did with it? Considered it not. Oh, it was there. It was trying to talk to him. But every time it did, he said, uh-uh. I'm not looking at you. How do you not look at your own body? See, people try to tell you, yeah, but Brother Keith, I've got pain. I've got symptoms. The thing, he did too. Every day, staring him in the face. I got bills, Brother Keith, and the creditors call. And it keeps on being in my face. I know it. But if you consider it and you think about it and you talk about it, you cannot stay in faith. You'll waver and you'll be unstable and you won't receive anything. Every time. Now listen, friends, people in trying to be nice, they will let their friends and family and coworkers talk a bunch of other stuff to them. You can't afford it. You stand in everything you know how to do to believe that you're healed. You cannot afford to sit down and talk symptoms and talk what ifs and what abouts with somebody for 3 hours. You can't afford it. Well, I don't want to be rude. What do you want to die? I'm serious. You can't afford to talk economy and this and that and excuses why it's okay for you to fail and go under and stay in faith. You have to what? Consider not. Say it out loud. Consider not. What do you do with that thing that's trying to distract you? Trying to tell you you're not healed. Your money's not going to come in. It's not going to work. What do you do with it? You cannot consider it. You cannot even entertain it. You can't think about it. You can't talk about it. You can't look at it. You can't. Said, no, I can't. I can't. I can't. And if people don't understand, well, they just don't understand. If they did care about you and had any respect for you, they'd respect that. Sometimes you just need to say, I'm sorry, I'd rather not talk about that. And if they're pushy, you just say, I can't talk about that now. I choose not to. Hey, but I want to talk about it. Well, you may have to leave. It is that important. I said it is that important. Because if you do, you're opening yourself up to doubt, to wavering, and that can ruin the whole thing. It can undo what you prayed. It can undo what you said with your mouth. It's serious. He said Abraham was not weak in faith. That's us. Not weak in faith. He what? Considered not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old. Neither what? Neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered not his body, and he considered not her body. When he looked at her and he saw him, he said, I don't care. I consider it not. I refuse to look at it. No. Yeah, but no buts. Yeah, but what about? No what abouts. Nothing. Well, you're just closed minded. Closed to that? Yes. That's why he's in the book. That's why the miracle happened. He wouldn't consider anything else. Hope this is not too simple for you. What's happening? Friend, we already have some momentum. And God is, there are things, I know it in my heart, there are things in people's hearts all through this room and through these cameras. You have vision and you're on it. You are on it. You're on it. And there's only one thing that can keep it from coming to pass. Only one. And it ain't the devil. How many things could keep it from coming to pass? There's only one. Only one. And that's you or me to begin to waver. And begin to vacillate and duo. Yeah, but. And what about? And but you're not going to do it. Because of messages like this, because of the word, because of the Holy Ghost bringing it to your remembrance, something's going to come up and you might be initially tempted to look at it or even have listened to a few words and something's going to come up on the inside of you. You're going to go, I'm not talking about this. Nope. Now there will be people who don't understand this. These people also don't get miracles. They'll be the same ones that might even make fun of you. They'll come back later and ask you, how did that happen? And they'll want you to pray for them. So you can't listen to them. Later on, they'll be listening to you. He what? Verse 20. Now, let's look at it. He keeps repeating this thought. He considered not. What else? He staggered not. Oh, do you see it? If you will consider not, then you will stagger not, which is exactly the same word as doubt in Mark 11:23. If you won't consider it, then you won't doubt. Man, I'm more excited in my spirit than I can express it right now. This is the answer. If you won't consider the wrong thing, then you won't doubt. And if you won't doubt, you will have whatever you say. Whew. Say it out loud again. Consider not.
Consider not.
Stagger not.
Stagger.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. How many know he's still giving glory to God? what he did and how he stood is still glorifying God in 2006 in Branson, Missouri. And it'll be that way with your life. When you stand and are not moved and don't waver and you get your healing and you get your answers and you get your deliverance and you get your money and you get your stuff and you do the will of God, that stands from now on. People around about you will be encouraged. They'll be helped. They'll be strengthened. It glorifies God. Said, giving glory to God and being what? Being fully persuaded. Now, this has been here a long time, but for some reason we haven't seen it like we should. How do you get fully persuaded? By only considering what he told you. See, we back up in the passage, God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. That is the only thing, the one only thing that matters in the world concerning this subject for him. Yeah, but I'm 99. Yeah, but Sarah's 90. Yeah, but she couldn't conceive when she's 18. Consider it not. And as he, well, what do you consider if you don't consider that? You keep coming right back to what he told you. I have made you the father of many nations. I have made you the father of many nations. And he only considered that. And as he did, he became strong in faith. He became fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform. Hallelujah. And so it was imputed to him for righteousness. Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody praise the Lord just a little bit. Lift up your heart, lift up your head. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. Oh, my, my. Consider not. Stagger not. Fully persuaded. Consider not. Stagger not. And be fully persuaded. Fully persuaded and get your answer. Stand on your feet if you would.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Consider Not, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104E. That's R1104E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.